This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And we are here taking your calls at 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. You can visit our website, too, which is freetalklive.com. Did you know that all of the archives of Free Talk Live are available right up at the top of the... Well, actually, the first... Sorry, let me back up here. The last 7 days worth of show archives of Free Talk Live, because Free Talk Live is actually a show that happens every single night of the week. So the past week's worth of Free Talk Live is right there for you to download completely free at freetalklive.com, right at the top of the page. But if you want even more archives than that, if you want to dig in even further back to Free Talk Live, we have archives that actually go back to 2006. On the archives.freetalklive.com subdomain, and there's a little description of each one, and, you know, have at it. It's a big project if you wanted to listen to all of those, but, I mean, there's just so much audio there for you, and it's all for free, and I think it, you know, we talk about current events on Free Talk Live, but we also talk a lot about big ideas, and so I think it's really rather timeless in a lot of ways.
Yeah, there are a lot of really, that's the exact word that came to my mind. There are a lot of timeless ideas that are talked about. And I think sometimes a lot of predictive stuff, too, that really doesn't get discussed on the show because, I mean, doing it 7 nights a week, how can you remember the same thing you said even 3 nights ago because you're doing it 3 hours almost every night, like Ian and Mark
do. Like you could go back and listen and see predicted something that turned out to be true.
Yeah, and I get the sense that that's happened a lot, and even I can't remember when these, occurrences happened, but I bet they did.
Yes, that sounds very interesting.
So that could make it fun to listen back to those shows.
Brian,
over years.
Do you have any predictions? Why don't you make a prediction right now?
Pain. No, I'm sorry. That someone might get that joke.
I don't get it. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's a line from a movie. It's like, do you have a prediction? And that was the prediction. Do I have any predictions right now?
Yeah, do you have a real prediction? I want to know.
A real prediction?
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen with the price of silver and Bitcoin? And
The price of silver is going to go up around $75, probably within the next year, maybe two. It's always tough to say 1 year, so you want to say a year, maybe two. And then it's going to drop to well under $5, and it'll stay that way for the end of time.
Wow, that's a pretty specific prediction.
Yeah, unless suddenly the world does, convert to anarchy. Then maybe it'd be different, but as long as there's governments in charge.
Hold him to that.
That's right. Hold my feet to that fire. I mean, I'm not going to say something like there's going to be an earthquake of 7.6 magnitude on October 28th. I'm not going to make that kind of claim.
I don't know. Your prediction rises to that level of specificity, so we'll see. Within the next 2 years, does silver go up to 75?
And then drop under 5.
And then drop under 5 and stay there.
Yeah, hey, I'll give that prediction.
I am going to remember that, Brian. Well, in the meantime, we do have a call on the line. Let's talk with Robert, listening in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Hey, Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you're sounding good tonight, Steph.
Thank you. I'm having trouble hearing because I'm still recovering from this ear infection, but I can make out what you're saying because I've turned the headphone volume way up, and I want to know what's on your mind.
Okay, well, I'll try not to yell. Anyways, you guys were talking about this machine that you look into, and I didn't hear from you guys what, if any, adverse effects it may have on your vision.
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't think it's been really tested very much,
right.
So I don't know if there are any adverse effects, but no. I wouldn't be surprised if it's not the best thing for your eyes to have... whatever, laser scanning them or something.
Well, I don't know. And I did a little research on the iris scanner because it was something, it is a very new technology. And it works off of photographs. So it's not actually a laser, which is, I think that's been tried before using a laser, but in this case, it's actually a photograph. But that creates a problem in itself because if you had a nice, really, high DPI picture of someone's eye, mm-hmm. that could trick the scanner.
Yeah.
What if you're blind?
Yeah, exactly.
That's another thing. Yeah, I mean, it's incredibly inefficient. Everybody knows it. And it is, I've looked this up, and they are insanely expensive to set up.
Yeah.
That nobody in their right mind would buy these things. No company is going to put these in place.
Well, of course.
Only the government.
Schools have every incentive.
Public schools,
they're spending
right.
other people's money.
Exactly.
So they can do whatever they want. And, there's also some security concerns that this article gets into that we didn't quite get to in the last segment, but... you know, people are concerned that the data could be hacked. You know, like if these machines are storing basically images of people's irises,
right,
and then those become popular enough to be used for identification for, like, getting into people's bank accounts or
right.
their email passwords or something like that. Instead of a password, you have an iris scan. Well, you know, if somebody gets access to that data, they could access people's bank accounts, people's
sure.
whatever, and but, steal their identity pretty easily.
Oh, yeah, but that's a great point that you bring up, Robert. If they're blind, I mean, how are they even going to walk up to this thing?
That's
right.
true.
Well,
you know,
I mean, this almost sounds just as bad as, was it, quite a few years ago, they talked about they were going to design some kind of a chip, you know, that they could, you know, set inside of your skin.
Right.
You know, and it just, this whole thing doesn't really sound, you know, like it's very pleasant at all. And if it's, if
no.
it's anything that does happen, I hope I'll be long dead and gone by then.
Yeah, yeah. It's rather scary. I think actually some parents did have chips installed. Like there's a service where you can get in a pet, like
yeah,
in a dog or a cat, you can have a small capsule that they put under the pet's skin that has an RFID chip,
right.
and then you can basically track the pet if it gets lost or something. And some people were voluntarily getting those put in their kids
yeah,
like under their arms and stuff.
Yeah, there was a family in Florida about 8 years ago that did it. And they were kind of like, it was kind of big news.
I remember there were mall kiosks where you could have it done to your kid. And
right.
That's scary. And in dogs, they actually had to stop doing it because something about dogs, like they were getting cancer where the chip was implanted because it was causing some kind of irritation or the material that it was made out of with the capsule was
sure.
causing cancer. So they had to stop.
Sure.
So what does it do to humans?
I think the best thing for the government to do is to stop trying to control us and let us live our own lives, you know, and let us be, you know, fruitful and you know, just, I mean, come on, give me a break.
Yeah,
but hey, anyways, you guys have sounded fantastic tonight, and welcome back, Stephanie. You guys
thanks.
Have a good evening.
Thanks so much, Robert. I appreciate your call. I totally agree. Leave us alone.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and that's the thing, is that what has allowed all of this, especially in the electronics world, what has allowed us to get this advanced this fast is because the government didn't know what to do with electronics for 100 years. They had no idea.
And so they stayed out
of the way.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's not just the technology was allowed to leap. The price is allowed to stay stable. You know, I mean, it's amazing what in comparison. Okay, cars have just consistently gone up in price. Cars used to be, you know, a nice Cadillac would be $8,000. All right. And, you know, now they're $80,000. A computer used to be $5,000. Now you can get a beauty for $500. You know, I mean, because they stayed out of the way. Just stay out of it. Don't get involved in the electronics business. Don't use it. Don't touch it. Don't have anything to do with it. And just let it be.
You were telling me something really interesting, like a couple weeks ago, actually, as we were driving to Free Talk Live. I remember you and I were in the car, and I was looking at some of the other cars next to us on the road, and I was like, you know, all cars, like, basically have the same kind of shape, and it's not very aerodynamic. And then you told me this really interesting story. Can you repeat that on the air? Why cars are shaped in this boxy kind of shape?
Well, it's regulation.
Yeah.
They're forced. There's all these regulations, you know, based on, like, fuel emissions, all these different things, how much fuel they can use, how much... you know, like how much wind drag they can actually have, windage and all that stuff, all these different things. It's all in like safety regulations and all that the cars are literally forced by law to all look exactly the same now. Okay.
It's unbelievable.
It is. And in fact, now here's the real interesting point is that if all cars are kind of getting made the same, why are there still cars like Lamborghinis or Ferraris that still cost $250,000 a pop? That's because 75% of the money you pay in $250,000, so about $200,000 of that, is going to pay off governments so that they can keep their cars looking that way. It's
wow.
all a big payoff.
That's nuts.
The price of a Lambo. Yeah, it's crazy.
Tell us how government doesn't make it harder to get out of poverty.
Yeah.
Life's worse.
You could be driving a Lamborghini.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. There's more on the way.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement. made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-466-5523. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-466-5523. That's 800-466-5523. Call 800-466-5523.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition. Stephanie here with you.
And Brian.
And we're surviving. We're doing the show, even though I'm having trouble hearing. I've cranked the headphones up, and we're at it, and we're live.
Yeah, we're live, and unfortunately, we're not joined by the extreme manliness of Mark Edge.
Now, wait a minute. Last time, he was the beautiful Mark Edge.
He is beautiful, but he's also very manly.
He's also manly.
He's quite manly.
That's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting in his seat right now, but believe me, there is a lot of room in this chair. I cannot fit.
Well, he'll be back tomorrow, Brian. So
I hope so. I got to talk to him. He's my boss.
Maybe you can call in and tell him how much you admire him on here.
I'll do that.
And we are taking your calls tonight, this Sunday evening, at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-FREE, to bring up anything that's on your mind. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And, hey, Brian, are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, or survival gear, perhaps?
I actually am.
It's summertime. It's a great place to go camping.
Yeah, you never know. There might be camping festivals in Michigan or something.
I am totally looking for that because I am going to a camping festival, and I just went to a camping festival, too, the Porcupine Freedom Fest, but this is the time when people want to be outdoors.
That's right.
And it is so helpful when you're outdoors, you know, to not just be, you know, trying to rub two sticks together and start a fire and make a lean-to out of leaves and sticks. You want a tent. You want a knife. You want, like, binoculars. Maybe you want some fish finders so you can fish for dinner. And maybe you want some other camping stuff and some flashlights to light your way. Whatever you need, they've got it at manventureoutpost.com. They've got the name brands you want at the lowest prices. And, man, they do have great prices. I've checked out their website, and, you know, Mark has gotten some camping stuff on there, and it's great. I mean, I think they're a great business. And so I recommend you check them out and see what they've got. I mean, who doesn't need some water purification equipment, tents? I mean, just basic stuff that you need for anything that you're going
to
do out
there. Yeah, oh, there's something there that's good to have anytime, not just camping, but, I mean, just like if you're walking to work.
Absolutely. I mean, even preparedness kind of
sure,
stuff.
Sure, sure. Be ready.
It just never hurts to have this kind of stuff around. So, and ManVenture Outpost, as a bonus, is family-owned. They're members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they definitely have the lowest prices. You got to see it for yourself. So check it out at ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. All right, so 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. And, Brian, you had an interesting story that I thought would be, you know, a topic for discussion. Tell me what's going on with this Chinese nuclear power plant.
Yeah, I think this article is kind of interesting on a couple points. But, yeah, it's from RT again. It's amazing how much great news comes out of Russia and how little comes out of the United States. I mean, it's just... The reporting's terrible in that country. But anyway, I mean...
So you mean they report... the reporting is great, or the actual news itself is great?
The reporting is great.
Oh, okay.
I should be more clear. The coverage is great in Russia, as to where in the United States it seems like we don't get much of anything, as far as the truth goes anyway. But, this is People Power. China shelves plans for a $6 billion nuclear plant after a wave of protest. A statement released by the Chinese authority reads, "The People's Government of the City of Heshan has decided to respect public opinion and will not consider the China National Nuclear Corporation's Longguan Industrial Park project. The proposed nuclear complex was meant to have been
China National Nuclear Corporation? So,
right.
Okay, in China... Is this a private business or is this like kind of a government?
Well, if it's the national nuclear... I mean, in China... Now,
there's FedEx, which isn't federal.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure about this company in particular, but clearly it's beholden to the government in a very serious way.
Sure.
Which makes me believe that actually it is a nationalized company. Mm-hmm. And I only say that because most people don't realize, but there's so much private industry that is thriving.
Yeah.
You know, and growing to inestimable bounds in China, in the People's Republic of China.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, I think people have this, or Americans maybe have this image of China as this really communized place. But actually, there is a lot of private industry there. And
clearly some choice. Like, the government must not run everything because these, you know, in the story, people said, hey, we don't want this nuclear plant. And they made enough of a stink. They're not going to build it.
But aren't they putting political dissenters in prison and these horrible human rights violations where they take their organs and stuff? How did they get away with protesting? I mean, aren't they blocking the internet so people wouldn't know about this? Like, how would people get away with protesting this in China?
Right. I mean, you mean they're not just rolling the tanks over these people?
Yeah, apparently not.
Right? Well, that's what I find. That's one of the things I find so interesting about this story.
Yeah.
Is that here's something that, I mean, when you're talking over a billion people living in one bit of landmass with imaginary lines known as China, mm-hmm. you need nuclear power plants. Because that's the only thing that's going to produce enough energy to power all those people.
It sounds like they have a challenge in meeting power consumption.
Yeah, so it makes sense.
With all those ASIC miners running over there. No, just kidding.
Yeah, right. Yeah, which is happening.
Bitcoin mining.
Yeah, I mean, the Bitcoin economy alone is going to need a nuclear power plant. And it does. But you know, this is what's so strange, is that, wait a minute, you know, something that I would, you know, logically conceive to be a necessity over there, by people's opinion, can get shut down peacefully?
Yeah, that's really interesting.
In the evil, red, communist country of China, the people can actually say no. I guarantee if people protested in America, Obama would put it up anyway.
Yeah, or people wouldn't protest in America.
Or maybe they wouldn't protest.
I doubt they would.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's already forgotten about Fukushima anyway.
Yeah.
But if you want me to go on more with the story.
Yeah, tell me more about that.
The proposed nuclear complex was meant to have been a uranium processing facility, but the plans caused considerable unease in the neighboring financial district of Hong Kong and in nearby Macau, as well as among local residents. The project was designed to produce 1,000 tons of nuclear fuel by 2020. The South China Morning Post, a Hong Kong-based English-language newspaper, reported that the authorities in Macau had formally raised the issue with officials in Guangdong. Saturday's announcement came after hundreds of protesters paraded through the streets of Jiangmen on Friday, holding banners and wearing phrases opposing the project and chanting slogans like, "Give us back our rural homes, we are against nuclear radiation." Hmm. The protest sprang up after a risk evaluation report, which was released on July 4th with a 10-day public comments period. Observers say those reports are only usually released as a formality once permission to begin construction has already been granted. Wait a minute. The government tells you what they're doing in China?
Yeah.
I don't have a clue what mine's doing.
Find that surprising.
More protests in Guangdong had been expected on Sunday, while the original 10-day public consultation period was only extended on Saturday after demonstrators had marched to the city offices. Soon after its extension, officials said the project was scrapped. A Beijing nuclear expert who did not wish to give his name, as he is not authorized to speak to the press, told The Independent that he was surprised the project had been canceled. Compared to a nuclear power plant, a uranium processing facility is way safer, as there is no fusion or reaction taking place in the production process.
Hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah. So it really was just the will of the people.
The people said, no, you're not going to do it. And they didn't do it. They didn't run them over with tanks.
Are you surprised by this? Tell us, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, or Skype, LRN.FM. We're on the way.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes,
Okay, can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition of the show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And, of course, Free Talk Live is a show that's on 7 nights a week. That's pretty good.
That's amazing.
Providing live content 3 hours a night, 7 nights a week. That is like, oh, gosh, I got to do some math here on the fly, but that is like, some big percentage of the week. So 24 hours in a day, that's like 1/8 of the day times 7 days.
3 hours a day.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, and we don't even take days off for like worshiping Ishtar or, celebrating Bacchanalia.
We don't take days off for worshiping anything.
I know, and especially the Bacchanalia. I mean, there's a time to take a day off. That's the time.
Well, no, we are not celebrating any unusual ancient rites, but we are here doing a show for you live, as we are every Sunday. And you can call us at 855-450-FREE or get in touch with us on Skype, lrn.fm, or one more time, the phone number, 855-450-FREE, here on Free Talk Live. And will things get worse before they get better, or get better before they get worse? Why not both? Quantum Vibe is a sci-fi webcomic following the life of a young woman from a voluntarist space city 500 years in the future as she travels along the various settled, increasingly statist worlds in the solar system. Young Nicole encounters both the extreme hazards of space and human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind, or so they hope. Now, the first 400 strips of this popular epic story by Scott Beezer have been collected in the trade paperback volume Quantum Vibe, Volume 1, Nicole, available from Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from BigHeadPress.com, with a list price of only $14.95. This is a great webcomic turned graphic novel, essentially, and you can get your hands on it by just searching for it on Amazon. It's one more time, it's Quantum Vibe, Volume 1, Nicole, and or you can go directly to Big Head Press, freetalklive.com and pick it up. It's a really entertaining story. You probably heard the commercials for it on Free Talk Live. There's this really catchy theme song, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that Hannah Hoffman performs. It's great. and it really, I'm a huge science fiction fan. I'm a huge comic book fan. I really am. And I love this. I mean, it definitely meets my needs in both categories of science fiction, you know, and then being philosophically inclined. And then, of course, you know, being a great comic book to boot. I love it.
Excellent. Endorsed by Brian Sovereign himself.
You don't get higher ratings.
One more time, Quantum Vibe. All right, Brian. So we had a couple of things to talk about. There's a lot of people who, I guess, were, you know, kind of complaining that this George Zimmerman case has been taking time away from coverage of the Bradley Manning trial.
Yeah, absolutely. The Snowden, all the stuff that Snowden has put out, you know, about PRISM and the NSA, that's really taken a lot of eyes off of Bradley Manning. It's kind of put some eyes on it because it's reminiscent. But
yeah.
At the same time, it's kept the news from, like, talking about the Bradley Manning thing.
Right.
And,
but his trial has been going
that.
On for the last several weeks, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to read just a little bit about it. And if you have thoughts, 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. This is from Mashable. Bradley Manning's lawyers, and this is from 4 days ago, Bradley Manning's lawyers rested their case on Wednesday. The defense built its case for a shorter amount of time than expected, but argued exactly what most anticipated it would. Manning did not intend to harm the United States and aid the enemy when he passed thousands of classified documents to WikiLeaks. Manning has already pleaded guilty to 10 of the 22 charges levied against him. Really sad.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't really criticize him at all, but, I mean, it's just sad. I mean, they threw so many charges at him. It's pretty obvious from everything else I've read that this is really just a show trial. I mean, there was a rehearsal. The prosecution had an opportunity to participate in this basically rehearsal where they choreographed exactly their strategy,
yeah.
And they got to practice it, but the defense wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, this is high art.
Oh, yeah.
As far as court cases go. I haven't seen anything like it since maybe like O.J. Simpson. Not that you can see all of this, because half the time there's anything actually interesting, or I hate to use that word, but I'm just going to say that, interesting going on, it's a closed session. It's everything's closed up, and they don't want you to hear because it's classified.
Well, everything's classified now.
Yeah, you know, whereas that's so crazy, because if the American people are to decide on whether or not this guy is a hero, okay, which, I mean, I would say
they don't have the information.
They can't know.
Yeah. They can't see the trial.
You can't know.
Well, Obama already pronounced him guilty. I mean, it's pretty hard to understand how he could get a fair trial, because Obama made public statements about how he did it, and he's guilty.
Yeah,
and he's a criminal and so forth.
Yeah, so again, I mean, and that just makes it more of the show trial, because it's just a formality.
Right, so Manning already pleaded guilty to 10 of the 22 charges levied against him, effectively admitting to being the source of WikiLeaks' most touted revelations. However, he still faces life in prison if convicted of the most serious charge of aiding the enemy. On Monday, his defense asked the military judge, Colonel Denise Lynn, to drop that charge, as well as another 6 charges. On Wednesday afternoon, David E. Coombs, the lead lawyer for the defense, announced that he was resting his case after the testimony of Harvard Law professor Yochai Bankler after only 3 days and just 9 witnesses. It took the prosecution 14 days of trial over the span of 5 weeks and about 80 witnesses to present its case. So the prosecution is bringing out a lot more, I guess, big guns, so-called, than the defense.
Yeah.
Over 3 days, Coombs argued that Manning didn't leak troves of classified data to Julian Assange's organization with the intent of harming the country's national security, and that he didn't voluntarily pass the information to enemies of the United States. The government argued that by passing information to WikiLeaks, Manning should have known that enemies of the United States, such as Al-Qaeda, would read it. And I remember, I couldn't find it on the fly. I was trying to pull this up as we were coming back from the last break. But I remember reading another headline saying something that, like, the prosecution was arguing that because Al-Qaeda uses the Internet and they could, you know, they could see the WikiLeaks documents, that means that Manning was aiding the enemy because they can use the Internet.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
then, you know, it's almost cliche how people are going around, you know, doing the whole thing like I am Bradley Manning, blah, and I think it's a nice sentiment. I'm not saying that. But, like, in that case, it's almost true. Yes, you are. Because
oh, yeah, we all are. I mean, yeah. In a way, you know, this could happen to anyone.
I mean, that makes it so broad. That's pretty much, I mean, the internet is, you know, so pervasive, so pervading now that, I mean, people tweet as much as they breathe. And so you could tweet about your day at the local nuclear power plant, and that could be considered a national security threat.
Sure.
You know, because, well, in Afghanistan, they have the internet.
Yeah, and if it's not national security, then Twitter will just turn it over to somebody who doesn't like what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right?
So what's the solution to this? Well, we got to cut off the internet to the Afghans. Oh, yeah, because that's going to get them free.
Yeah.
And isn't that what we're supposed to be doing, setting them free?
That's impossible, too.
Oh, this madness.
Oh, yeah. Both the government and other media had no similar critique of other organizations of the New York Times, The Guardian, and the Der Spiegel for reporting on and making available some of the war logs, Bankler said, referring to the different treatment of those outlets received for publishing the same documents that WikiLeaks received from Manning. The wrath was reserved purely for WikiLeaks. And yeah, that's totally true. I mean, Bradley Manning tried to leak these documents. For the record, he tried. He tried to get the Washington Post, the New York Times, several other newspapers to pick up the story before he sent the documents to WikiLeaks. They all ignored him.
Right.
They wouldn't return his calls. And so he felt like he had no choice. He's a whistleblower. What's he going to do? And then after that came out, you know, after WikiLeaks started revealing this information, then they jumped on it. Then the New York Times and The Guardian and Der Spiegel wanted to report on what was going on.
Right.
But before, they wouldn't give him the time of day. So, you know, why is WikiLeaks being focused on so much in this trial as this evildoer that's harming national security?
How dare they do journalism?
Not the state-entrenched connected newspapers. Well, yeah. I think that actually answers the question. All right, more in a moment here on Free Talk Live. If you have thoughts, 855-450-FREE about Bradley Manning or anything else that's on your mind, or Skype LRN.FM. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next day, a room upgrade and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Sunday night edition. I'm Stephanie.
And Brian.
You can visit our website at freetalklive.com. And at freetalklive.com, you'll find a number of cool features, including the studio cam, where you can see us do the show. If you want to watch Free Talk Live instead of just listening, check out cam.freetalklive.com. There you can also chat with other Free Talk Live listeners. There's a pretty active chat room there. So it's all there for you for free at cam.freetalklive.com. And our number here tonight on the show is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-FREE. You may call in and bring up anything that's on your mind. We've been talking about Bradley Manning's trial because, frankly, I think there's been a lot of other things in the news that have probably, absorbed a lot of people's attention, let's just say, like taken away some attention from what's going on with Bradley Manning.
Yeah, you know, this is something that, not that I like to quote this guy much anymore, but there was a time where I was a big fan. Rush Limbaugh, he will often say that he will not dance to the tune that the mainstream media wants him to dance to. And essentially meaning that he won't talk about the big story. You know, unless it's like something really pressing, like he doesn't, because he makes the claim, and now, I mean, Rush Limbaugh is by no means a conspiracy theorist, you know what I mean, but he makes the claim that, you know, a lot of like ABC, CBS, all these guys, you know, they want you to talk about what they're talking about, and then that they're kind of leading, like, you know, what's on people's minds.
Oh, sure. Well, I'm sure they would like to be setting the pace and be thought of as a leader in the industry.
I mean, and it's funny because, like, especially you can watch some of these videos. Like, Conan O'Brien's actually made some of these where, like, all these news organizations and all these radio shows and, I mean, all these different media outlets talk about the same thing. And, in fact, they use the same words.
Yeah, it's funny.
Like, social networks have gone to the dogs. That was a popular one, I remember. Because it was like, should Facebook be for dogs? And everybody said the same line.
Oh, you're talking about, there's a video that was made by Conan O'Brien, right?
Yeah, there's a few. He made one about gay marriage, about pushing the envelope. Everybody said pushing the envelope. And
yeah, so basically what he would do is find all these different news clips from different stations, different networks, and he put together like 20 of them.
Yeah.
And all of them were saying the exact same phrase, and it was an unusual phrase, like you said, are we pushing the envelope with gay marriage? And he would just put them back to back to back, and all these different anchors would be saying the exact same line.
Yeah.
And then, like, with Facebook, and is it time for dogs to have their own social network or something like
that? Right, right.
And there were just 20 different anchors saying the exact same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really uncanny when you see that.
Right. So my point being is that I think it's great that we're talking about Bradley Manning because no one else is. You know, and I think that's really, really important. And I mean, I think Rush Limbaugh, you know, he pushes the mainstream media line as much as anybody. But I think his sentiment might be accurate that he's like, you know, no, I'm not going to talk about what they want me to talk about. And that's interesting. So, but I think, again, it's great to be talking about Bradley Manning because there's so much other distractions out there from what is really a very important story.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so, too. And that's why I wanted to talk about it tonight. And I was kind of wondering also what was going on with it because I hadn't heard much.
Right.
You know, like usually, so, maybe this is not very good for talk radio hosts, but you and I, Brian, are people that are not like glued to the news. You know, I think I think doing so makes you unhappy. And I feel a lot happier not being glued to the news.
Yeah, we've talked about that on Free Talk Live, actually.
Yeah, we've talked about it a bunch of times, actually. And many of our listeners probably agree, and that maybe that's why they listen to Free Talk Live, because we're not like a hard news show. We're not like reporting the news. We pick up on stories here and there, but maybe some of them are not the most timely, or maybe some of them just contain an issue that we'd rather talk about. It's more about the ideas than about the specific news story.
Right.
So, with that being said, usually when there's a really important story, we'll hear about it. And that's what they say. If you don't follow the news, like, super closely, when something important happens, you're going to hear about it.
Yeah.
Because it'll be that big.
Yeah.
And in this case, I hadn't heard anything about Manning's trial at all.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I'd heard zilch about it.
Right. It's been very, very quiet. Too quiet for something that is so important.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. We kind of all know how it's going to turn out because it is such a sham. I mean, it's such they're trying not even very hard to maintain a semblance of justice while just railroading him into the being a scapegoat, you know,
right.
And giving him the worst sentence they can possibly give him and keeping him in this brig for the rest of his life. And giving, you know, the prosecution every unfair advantage, you know, that they possibly can, and keeping the details of the trial from the public.
I was going to say, I mean, this is going to come off sounding defeatist. I was going to say it's great that it sounds like the defense had the big guns, quote unquote. Is that what you were saying earlier?
No, that was the prosecution.
Oh, okay.
They took like twice as long to present their case. They had 80 witnesses, and the defense only had like less than 10
All right. I misheard that. But you see, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say something to the effect of, well, if the defense had the big guns, at least they tried to make it look like it was somehow like a fair fight. But it's just not. It's this one poor guy who has literally gone through anything that can resemble hell, even though hell doesn't actually exist.
Oh.
If it did, he's experienced it.
Yeah, he's experiencing it.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't know, I just keep thinking tragedy.
Absolutely, I agree. So we left off at the point in this article where they were talking about, you know, hey, why the New York Times reported, you know, the prosecution made this case that Bradley Manning was aiding the enemy because this information that he got out through WikiLeaks was accessible to Al-Qaeda. And so, he was basically guilty of this, even though WikiLeaks is a journalistic organization.
Right.
And there are other journalistic organizations like the New York Times, The Guardian, and Der Spiegel that reported on this, and they didn't get any heat for it.
Right.
So were they transmitting information to Al-Qaeda or were they not? They did the exact same thing. Essentially, they reported on what happened with WikiLeaks, with the documents. To support its case, the prosecutors pointed to a counterintelligence. To support its case, the prosecutors, I guess they mean the state. Anyway, to support its case, the prosecutors pointed to a counterintelligence report from 2010 in which the Army said Assange's website is a threat to the United States. The intentional or unintentional leaking and posting of U.S. Army sensitive or classified information to WikiLeaks.org could result in increased threats to DOD, Department of Defense, personnel, equipment, facilities, or installations, read the report, which was ironically also leaked by Manning to WikiLeaks. The same document, however, lists Assange as WikiLeaks' quote, foreign staff writer, something that seems to portray it as a journalistic organization, Coombs argued, and he's the defense attorney.
Okay.
When he asked Bankler, who is also co-director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society, whether the report suggested that WikiLeaks was not a media organization, Bankler answered no, quite the contrary. So, yeah, this expert witness is saying, yeah, it sounds like they're saying that WikiLeaks is just a journalistic organization, so how can they
be? It's like, which is it?
Yeah, exactly. They kind of want to, the prosecution wants to have their cake and eat it too. I'd say that there are multiple references throughout the report that would lead a reasonable reader to see WikiLeaks as a journalistic organization, he added. The prosecutors requested a rebuttal hearing to respond to the defense. The judge will rule on whether to hold that hearing, as well as the defense's four motions on Monday. There is no date set yet for a ruling in the case. So the trial continues. Kangaroo Court.
Yeah. the Hollywood production continues.
Yeah. I mean, it's just madness.
I feel terrible for him. I mean, but I wonder if I remember when I was a teenager, there was a cable network. I don't have TV now, so nor do I want it. So I don't know, if this still exists. But there was like Court TV.
Right.
And they would
I think it still exists.
Okay.
People love to watch trials.
Yeah. I mean, they would just show trials all the time, constantly.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they're at least covering this.
You know, there's a reason, I think, why stuff like Court TV is so popular, or even like Judge Judy or Judge Joe Brown, or why there are all those shows.
Well, I think there's a good reason, but go ahead.
Yeah, because it's drama. And, I mean, it's real-life drama.
Yeah, I was thinking something different, but yeah,
what were you thinking?
It is drama. I was thinking that, I think people do have an innate need and desire for justice. And
okay.
I think it gives them a chance to, it's not justice what they're seeing. Okay.
No,
I mean,
yeah,
it's not
sort of like a pseudo justice.
It's a pseudo justice, but it's as real as any religion gives you justice, which it doesn't. But that's my point. That's the reason I think a lot of people are into religions, is because it gives them a sense of justice, that justice will happen sooner or later.
That it will get done in the afterlife.
Yeah, at some point, if not now, in the future, justice will be done. And so I think that's part of the reason that this stuff is so popular.
Well, that's a nice idea, but that doesn't make it true.
No, it doesn't make it true. And the fact that, most, the average American who Bradley Manning was trying to protect, thinks he is a traitor, thinks he did try to hurt them.
Right.
And that's crazy. And they think the same thing about Snowden. Anybody that comes forward, any whistleblower now,
they're calling for his head.
What would they have thought of the guy who called out Nixon?
Yeah.
During Watergate. Traitor? No. He showed what was going on.
Absolutely. 855-450-FREE. If you have thoughts on Bradley Manning, Edward Snowden, or anything else that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype.
Every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?